The Crossum Wrestling Entertainment Podcast, presented by Clovercrest Media, is what you AEW fans have been looking for. Noah Cross and Tyler Bard give their take on every week's episode of Dynamite. If you are a massive AEW fan, then it is time to join us every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Stay Crossum.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hard Hitting Wrestling Show, the HHW Show podcast presented by Clovercrest Media. Check out clovercrestmedia.com to hear all kinds of podcasts from thriller to investigations, sports, all major sports. Tune in. You can find them all there. Over 20 podcasts going on from Clovercrest. All of them are entertaining. Don't forget to go and visit www.clovercrestmedia.com. And as you see on the screen earlier today, Tuesday morning, 9:30 Eastern Time, it was a pay-per-view event of Superstar Spectacular that presented WWE Superstars with the WWE Superstars from India. And it was a memorial one. It was an excellent matches that I'm gonna review with you real quick. But the good thing is it was a special moment to at least understand the culture of India. Okay, so the superstars joined together to celebrate India's Republic Day. And again, like I said, WWE Superstars and the WWE India Supers joined to perform a historic pay-per-view event. It's a national holiday in India. It honors the day on which the Constitution of India came into effect on 26 January 1950, replacing the Government of India Act as the governing document of India. And they pretty much turned the nation around for a positive to a more democratic type of life, or democracy, excuse me. And to honor that, The Indian superstars came together with the WWE, perform a spectacular one, and they had five matches. So I'm going to go through it real quick. We're starting with Finn Balor. Finn Balor defeated Guru Raj. It was a great match. Guru has the potential to become an actual WWE superstar for the way that came out. The next match was an 8-man tag team match that resulted in Rey Mysterio, Ricochet, Giant Zanjir, and Dilsa Shanky defeated Dolph Ziggler, King Corbin, Cesaro, and Shinsuke Nakamura. The third match was AJ Styles defeating Jeet Rama. The women's tag team, Charlotte Flair and the future superstar, Serena Zanhu, defeated Bayley and Natalya. And the main event was the 6-man tag team match, Drew McIntyre and Indus Sher defeating Jinder Mahal and the Bollywood Boys. Now, the good news about this one is that Jinder Mahal is wrestling again. So let's see if he makes an appearance at the Royal Rumble. But we're going to discuss that, all that later on today. But again, our focus is the prediction show. As we said it last week, we're going to be predicting what's going on for this Sunday, the Royal Rumble. It's the 34th annual Royal Rumble pay-per-view event from Tropicana Field, St. Petersburg, Florida, which is also the home of the Major League Baseball Tampa Bay Rays. The Royal Rumble began in 1988 in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, where Jim Duggan was the first ever Royal Rumble winner. And he did it at entry number 13. So let's see if a big surprise will happen in this Royal Rumble. I'm going to bring in the rest of the rest of the cast here, Hector V and Frank Cuesta. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
I'm It's going, man. And while we continue here, and what are you guys are looking forward for this Raw and Rumble? I'll start with you, Hector.
You know, just watching this superstars show today, these up and coming superstars of India, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be interesting to see maybe a few of them in the Royal Rumble, you know, and I think especially with the women's side, Serena Sandhu, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. You know, I think, you know, women like that, you know, needs to be, you know, more of that in here, you know, and, you know, some of these guys like right here that, you know, who Drew McIntyre teamed up with, you know, we've seen him in the NXT rankings now, we've seen him again, you know, we look for this, you know what I'm saying? So to see what kind of impact they can make, you know, if they are part of the Royal Rumble. So it'll be pretty interesting to see this.
Absolutely. Frank, any big surprise, any predictions you think that out of owner, and it's not, I mean, because we're going to hit it hard anyway, but what are you looking forward to in the Royal Rumble?
New blood, you know, seeing, you know, the up and coming wrestlers really, you know, show what the skill set is, you know, what they have, you know, to offer.
Right. I mean, we always love for new feuds, new storylines and stuff like that. But this is a big one because this is the start of heading to WrestleMania. The road to WrestleMania begins as soon as the Royal Rumble is over. We'll get to see which superstar will main event WrestleMania. And speaking about that, I would like to send a shout out to the SCW, the wrestling channel. You can follow him on Twitter, Big Steve, big fan of his. He's making his predictions soon. I know he talked about it a lot. He had mentioned that the Royal Rumble this year is open. So it could be anybody. It's everybody. It's a taken, right? Like, we might be surprised exactly who may be the winner. But there's a lot of speculations out there, a lot of rumors floating around. But we'll get to that. Also, I'd like to dedicate Armchair Wrestling. They also follow us there. And DWE Royal Rumble SZN. Again, Dan, well, he has a great show going on. So if you guys are missing out on the content of wrestling, by all means, check these guys out. Good content, very informative. They know what's going on in the wrestling community. So here we go there. Also, again, CloverCrestMedia.com. Follow them on Twitter. And like I said, there's so many shows going on. And then a special shout out to WWE Superstar. She is the WWE SmackDown Champion. Sasha Banks, today is her birthday. She turns 29.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. Yeah.
All right, Frank, take it easy, buddy. Take it easy.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Right. I see Sasha. Whoa.
And one more guest we have here is no other than Bernie Sanders. Yeah, look at that. Thank you for joining, Bernie. All right. Sounds like that movie. What was that movie with Bernie?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
But the biggest news we found out this week is no other than the Peacock. Peacock is part of the NBC family, and they purchased a WWE Network. So by March, WWE Network is going away. So all you subscribers that pay $9.99 a month that we kept hearing all the time, that is out the window. You have an opportunity to get it for half price. And again, that will start in March. And they did this by purpose. And I'm going to tell you why, man. The WrestleMania begins April 10th and 11th. And since it's beginning in March, the only way you get to see WrestleMania on TV is through Peacock. So, again, a question that I was asked earlier before the show started is what happens with the subscribers? Well, you pretty much is going to get canceled out. They're not going to charge you $9.99 after March. So if I were you, I'll get ready. You could register now to Peacock. It's free. But again, you have to pay for a premium. You could pay $5.99 with ads or $9.99 without the ads. So by all means, check that out. And then let's move over to NXT. They were going to be getting round two Wednesday on the USA Network. But these are the guy, the tag teams that are filling in right now. The Undisputed Era featuring Adam Cole and Strong. They're going to go against a surprising tag team that substituted Andonis and Troy. Okay, we have Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa. I don't even know how they coexist and everything else. So, by all means, they're going at it. Kushida and Ruff versus the Grizzled Young Veterans. We also have MSK versus Maverick and Dane. And Lucha House Party and Legado de Fantasma. They're going at it. I think right there, that match alone is the biggest rivalry in round two. So, Hector, who you got going to the semifinals?
I honestly think is the Grizzled Young Veterans is still going to come out of this. It was a whole, you know, monkey wrench when I seen, you know, Ciampa and Thatcher in there, but I'm not going to be intimidated by that. I still got the GYVs going all the way to the semifinals on that side. And, you know, like we said before, you know, we don't know much about MSK, so they could be the it factor on that side of the bracket. So I think that's what we're going to see at the end there. So, but if you're talking about you look at the Cole Strong versus Thatcher Ciampa, I think that's going to be an exciting matchup. You know, I won't be surprised if that just cancels each other out, honestly. I mean, you know, there's just there's just a lot of going on there, a lot of testosterone, let's just say. You know what I'm saying? A lot of alpha males on that side of the bracket that's weighing that side of the bracket down. So that's going to be very interesting to see. So, but yeah, I just say the Grizzled Young Veterans, man, they're still my pick to get there.
Well, I would tell you right now, not to jump ahead on who's going to win overall, but I suggest that maybe Cole and Strong will somehow win against Thatcher and Ciampa. I know Adam Cole's always had Ciampa's number, even in a tag team or solo competition. It's always happening. And I don't even see how Thatcher and Ciampa actually get along. But I mean, going against Nice and Daivari, I think that was more common sense that they were going to advance to the second round. But that one's probably the hard pick because there's so many scenarios that could happen there. Kushida and Ruff, they'll eliminate themselves just because Johnny Gargano may interfere, allowing the Grizzled Young Veterans to advance. As far as MSK, they'll easily advance over Maverick and Dane. And the Lucha House Party and Legado de Fantasma, I look at Lucha House Party as one of those tag teams that's going to allow other tag teams to cross over or to just move up in the world, especially that they're wrestling almost in every WWE brand right now. As you noticed before this, they lost to the Hurt Business. So They might get their numbers and get defeated by the Legado de Fantasma. So, and it doesn't look like Lucha House Party will even stick around for NXT. Those are my final four going in, so we'll see what happens on Wednesday. Also, the Women's Dusty Rhodes Classic. That began. Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell defeated Gigi Dolin and Cora Jay at 205 Live. And if you watched NXT last week, Casey and Kayden actually defeated Mercedes Martinez and Toni Storm thanks to the NXT Women's Champion. She got involved in slamming Mercedes Martinez outside the ring. So more to follow on that. My prediction for the next two matches, Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon would advance. And I'm also picking Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. You agreed there with Hector?
Oh, I totally agree 100%. You know, my girl Raquel Gonzalez is there, you know. So, yeah, but I agree with both those matches advancing to the next round.
I won't say it's common sense, but I'm not jumping the gun. I'll wait till next week to give you my champion there. But hey, the Royal Rumble is this Sunday. I'm excited. Let's start off with the very first match, the WWE Championship. Here we have Drew. I even spelled his name wrong. Drew McIntyre versus Bill Goldberg. So Hector, who you got in this?
I'm sorry to say, but I'm not sold on Goldberg. I'm just I'm just tired of him. You know, I'm just tired of him on every level that there is. So I know, you know, it's said that every time he mentions the words "you're next," he seems to be undefeated. He seems to take care of his opponents. He did it with The Fiend. He's done it with numerous amount of people, and he's mentioned it to Drew McIntyre. But I don't think Drew McIntyre is intimidated by that. And I think Drew McIntyre is going to solidify himself as the champion on Raw and win this match with maybe more than one Claymore. He's gonna feel the power of the spear, the power of the jackhammer. But I think he's young enough and, you know, has agile enough to do what he needs to do to get around someone as Bill Goldberg, because he knows he's not stronger than Goldberg. So he's going to have to use other methods to take down Goldberg. So I think he will beat Goldberg in this match.
I think Goldberg's going to win. Now, I don't think Goldberg's better than Drew, but I think Goldberg's going to be able to pull it off. I think there's a bigger picture there for Goldberg and maybe The Fiend. You know, remember, the Goldberg did beat The Fiend beforehand. So I think that's where WWE might go, bring The Fiend back, even though he is in a feud with Orton. I think it's going to end up being The Fiend and Goldberg later on. So Goldberg's going to go ahead and take this win.
I'm surprised that you mentioned The Fiend there, especially that, hey, there's some unfinished business with The Fiend and Randy Orton, as you've seen. And this is Steve saying, let's go Drew. So he, you know, guarantees going for Drew McIntyre. But I don't think The Fiend is going to really concentrate on Goldberg. And for my opinion, I think this might break the streak for whoever's next. I agree with you, Hector. I think Drew McIntyre is actually going to win this match. And especially when there's fans going to be there for WrestleMania, I think they owe it to Drew McIntyre to still remain champion to go in there. I still also have a belief that I'm kind of tired of this changing over titles during WrestleMania. And I have a gut feeling that Drew McIntyre may hold this title longer than what people make it seem like. Remember, he just got the title back again from Randy Orton. And for him having an opportunity to win it, I think he's going to win it and continue on until maybe the next Money in the Bank and somebody else cashes in. But speaking about Money in the Bank, The Miz, okay? The Miz is already threatening to these guys that he's going to cash it in. Could that be a possibility?
Yeah, I think so too. I think the possibility is all the way up to WrestleMania. He's going to continue teasing us on when he's going to do it, when and where. You know, the question is he going to be successful? That's the thing.
He has to say in his own words that he has to, that yes.
Yeah.
Cash it in, not his partner, John Morrison. So he's lucky he got that Money in the Bank briefcase back. This is a second chance. And I could probably see something that if Goldberg were to win this match, and only Goldberg, will The Miz be able to cash it in? Because we know Goldberg's stamina is not all there. All right? He won't probably last not even 10 minutes. And I think he'll be out of fuel by then. So,
yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, let's just say he does win, but getting a couple of Claymores will help The Miz out, you know, take advantage like he always does. So, yeah.
Okay. It's something else to think of on the next title match is the Universal title that Roman Reigns is carrying right now. We discussed this last week. Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens going for the title. We noticed back in 2017, Kevin Owens retained it. He was the heel. This time around, Roman Reigns is the heel. And my gut tells me something bigger is going to happen in this match. If not, Roman Reigns will remain champion on the SmackDown side of the house. But I got a feeling there's a special guest that may come into this show, okay, and cause some chaos. So before I announce that, Hector, who do you have for this match?
You know, one word, karma. You know what I'm saying? We just talked about how Kevin Owens was the heel, Harry. He retained the title. Well, now the roles are reversed, you know, so I think that's where karma is going to come and get him. You know, he's a fighting champion. You know, he doesn't back down from a fight, so I give him that much. But, you know, with this whole new look that we got to Roman Reigns, you know, I have to believe that the Tribal Chief will win this match. He'll find a way to put Kevin Owens down for the 10 count, you know.
Can you imagine that maybe The Miz is tricking us to see that he may be in Raw and ends up cashing the Money in the Bank in this match? I mean, Steve got a point here. He says, I hope The Miz can't cash it until near Money in the Bank. Never had a storyline where the holder is running out of time. Gives the momentum to the champion instead of The Miz. You're right. The one thing I agree with Steve is there is no storyline, really, you know, besides him having his own show, you know. But what about if he was to cash it in? You know what I mean? Or, okay, this is a scenario here with Roman Reigns punching Kevin Owens in the face and stuff. But what about this guy right here? Brock Lesnar. Maybe that big special guest right there, you know? I know. If you played the WWE 2K, you know exactly where this is from, right? But again, what would happen if Brock Lesnar comes out and disrupts everything? Kevin Owens becomes champion, and now we got a buildup between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman in the middle. What do you think, Frank?
That just sounds really, really good and crazy at the same time. You know, because I would love to see how Paul Heyman's going to manage that one, because, you know, he's been by Brock for as long as I can remember. You know, so he just aligned himself with Roman. So what's this guy going to do? Is he going to hang out with Brock, or is he going to turn his back on Brock and go with Roman, or vice versa? You know, right. So if that happens, that will be interesting.
He's turned his back on Brock once before.
Oh, man, I don't know. But as you see this picture right here, Roman Reigns is laid out from SmackDown from Friday, and due to the courtesy of Kevin Owens. And we had Rhea on Twitter saying KO is going to pay for that. We have one more Friday night SmackDown before the Royal Rumble. We'll see if there's another battle between these two superstars and what's going to happen with Adam Pearce. You know, so much is happening there. But hey, take a look at this picture here. You see at the upper hand, I did this by purpose. Paul Heyman has always stared at the WWE, at the Universal title. And I got a feeling that every time Roman Reigns holds that title up or sets it down, he always has that eye on that prize. And I got a feeling that however these guys came together, there has to be an agenda. And Paul Heyman has never been separated from Brock Lesnar. I'm just saying. So I'm starting a rumor. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Like I said, it's just a rumor. But I got a gut feeling if there's anything more chaotic to start the road to WrestleMania, that's got to happen, you know? So, we'll see about that. We'll see. Then what happened? Go ahead.
That's a good theory.
I mean, it is.
Because you wonder, you know, why is he staring at that belt? You know, is he worshiping that title, you know, by following it everywhere it goes? Or, like you said, is he really trying to plot, you know, something to get that title away from him, you know? I mean, he did it to Brock once. I mean, he allowed the Big Show to win that title over Brock. You know what I'm saying? So he's known to turn your back. So,
hey, if you think you're ahead of the table, somebody's going to always try to take you down.
You got to be careful with those guys from New York. I tell you, they're real sneaky.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Speaking about sneakiness, the women's tag team championship is also happening this Sunday. Charlotte Flair, Asuka versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Do you guys see this title changing hands?
No. Yes.
Yes and no. I say yes. I really do. I don't think that it was designed for these, for Charlotte and Asuka to have the tag team titles. I thought more of it's a resume for Charlotte Flair to say, hey, I'm a Grand Slam champion. I've done this. I've done that. And it's just adding. It was supposed to happen a while back with Becky Lynch. That didn't happen. So for her to return and have that, hey, it's time to move on. Besides, she has a storyline with Lacey Evans that drives her away from competing in a tag team match. And that's something that they have to improve in the women's division. And pretty much in every division, really, is that the tag team titles, there's not enough storyline to make those titles legit. And I have a, you know, in my opinion, I'd rather see that the women's tag team titles at NXT. I really do. It's for me, I think it's worth it. There are more women there in NXT, and it's more driven, you know. So I don't know. Like I said, I mean, it's just my opinion. I'm sure everybody else has their different opinions when it comes to the tag team titles. But I want to see that happen. I want to see the winner of the Dusty Rhodes Classic to go against whoever is the current women's tag team champion. You got one more comment there, Frank, before we move on?
Yeah, real quick. See, the women tag team champions are just in total, you know, just that division itself is stale. You know, they keep on putting teams together, you know, which is what they did with Asuka and Flair, and also with Baszler and I can't remember her tag team
partner. Nia Jax?
Yeah, with Jax.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know, they've been doing that for so long, you know, that though, you know, just that division itself is stale. It's just, I have no interest in watching it. I mean, if they lose, fine. If they don't, I really don't care. You know, that, because it's just, there's no storylines. There's nothing that they're coming up with.
Right. And then you have the Iconics that split up. We wonder why that happens. But one other thing, and Steve, thank you for commenting. He agrees with me, but fingers crossed, let's see if Dakota and Raquel, which they might be the favorites, yes, but I still see Raquel as a singles competitor. I mean, there's a purpose why she won over Rhea Ripley. So she's the next big star, and I got to finish. She might be the next NXT Women's Champion, all right, over Io Shirai, and that's a dream match that I'm waiting to see. But you're right. If Dakota and Raquel do win, I would like to see them get the tag team titles because they deserve. Bring it to NXT. So I'm with you, Steve. I'm with you. But hey, let's move it on to the Royal Rumble. This Saturday will be a special going on WWE backstage. They will announce the 30th entrant into the men's Royal Rumble. Also, they're going to announce the number one and number two entrants in the women's Rumble. You can catch that at Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. Man, I wish they didn't have to do that, honestly. I wish they didn't have to. And the only reason why, that kind of spoils it, because the fact that it is so open. If we find out who's number 30, then we got an idea of who is more favored to win and go to the main event. However, should we have it that way, or should we know who's the number one and number two? What do you think, Hector?
If we're going to do this, I'd rather know who's one and two than number 30. You know, because like you said, the 30th entrant, you know, it's well rested, you know, has a lot of energy going into this match. You know, even though they're not guaranteed to win it, but you got to believe they at least be somewhat in the final four, you know, and that just kind of gives it away. You know, given one and two, you got a better time of trying to figure out the rest from there. You know, just to see who, if one of these two can actually, how long they can survive, you know? So, you know, if you're going to do it, but I'd rather not, I mean, just let's keep it the old way. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep everybody in suspense. You know, that's what this is all about. So now, for the first time, we'll go be in suspense for the 29 instead of 30 on the men's side.
I would say 16, just because Drew McIntyre came out at number 16. Who will be number 16 in this year's Royal Rumble? That'd be more amazing than wanting to know who number 30 is. And I think maybe they should start that tradition. So whoever wins, we're going to find out exactly who that number is going to represent. Could they follow suit? Because we know the tradition between 25 and 30, you're more likely going to win the Royal Rumble. So last year was a big surprise that they hit the teens. So, but yeah, again, if you're going to say number 30, well, give me one and two as well. But it's not the case this time around. We do have number one, number two for the Women's Royal Rumble. And I'm just curious to see how many or what surprises they come up with the women's side of the house. So, a tweet from the Fiending for Followers, Charlotte, that's why they call me Miss WrestleMania. So I want to know who actually do call Charlotte Flair WrestleMania, Miss WrestleMania. I've never heard of it. Have you?
I think I might have heard it.
You before. Think? Man, I never heard none of that.
I don't recall when or what, but I thought I've heard that before.
Look,
you know, or maybe I confuse you with Mr. WrestleMania. That's what it is.
So who is your Mr. WrestleMania?
Shawn Michaels.
Okay. Just checking. Why not The Undertaker? I mean, he did have a streak.
Yeah, he did have a streak, but that's Shawn Michaels. That's what he's been dubbed.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's funny because Charlotte did say something like that, right? And it just dawned on me. I was like, I never heard of that before. I mean, what you got to do a lot more than just those few matches. You know what I mean? So,
well, I think her thing is that since she's a Flair,
mm-hmm.
you know, entitled. You know, I mean, she's earned, you know, her way through it, but she's not at that level yet where she's missed WrestleMania.
Okay, if that's what you say, man, if that's what you say. I think we lost Hector on the screen. Hopefully he comes back. But, hey, check this out. We got the Royal Rumble right here. 30-man Royal Rumble for the men and 30 for the woman. We'll make our prediction now. Frank, who is your top four to – be the final four and the men's Royal Rumble?
All right. I think Jey Uso is going to end up there. We have probably Big E. We have Bobby Lashley. You know, and I am actually Keith Lee will be another one.
Okay.
You know.
You think Keith Lee is going to be one of those? Do you? So out of those four that you mentioned, who do you think is going to actually win the Royal Rumble?
Keith Lee, if Keith Lee makes it, which I hope he does, I think it will be Keith Lee to win it.
I don't know, man. I don't foresee that happening. To be honest with you, I think. To be honest with you, now that Edge is back, I think Edge will be one of the final fours. I know I was speculating also Seth Rollins. No one's ever mentioned Seth Rollins. I'm surprised about that. So Seth Rollins, Edge, Daniel Bryan. I have a feeling. What else? And who knows if the Fiend is going to show up, because Randy Orton's also participating in the Royal Rumble. And will the Fiend actually just shut everything down? You know, I had that, what's that called? That fantasy that, oh, if the Fiend comes, the lights go out. And then when it comes back on, everybody else disappears, like Triple H disappeared on Raw, right?
I mean, that would be crazy. So, that would be nuts. It would be interesting to see, and the Royal Rumble will run real fast. You know,
it could be, but I think Edge is a game changer. Seth Rollins is a game changer. I'm guaranteed right now that Seth Rollins will be the final four. I really do. Seth Rollins, Edge. Could we have the same? I hate to see the same thing because we know we saw Randy Orton last year in the final four, and then he got eliminated by Edge, right? But was not to say that Randy Orton will return the favor and eliminate Edge before they get to the final four. So it's crazy. It's crazy. But if Edge was to be number 30, then Edge is going to win.
Definitely.
Definitely. Then we might end up seeing Edge. I don't know. Who would you prefer to see? Drew McIntyre or Roman Reigns? I mean, pick your choosing there. You know what I mean?
I think that would be Roman Reigns.
You think
they're so? They both have spears.
I don't know, but as much as I want Cesaro, I think they're trying to elevate him in Shinsuke Nakamura, but I'm a gamble, man. I'm going to pick Cesaro. No one's really, like, giving that guy credit, and I think it's about time that he is due for fame right now, and that will really get the ball rolling. So Seth Rollins, Edge, Cesaro, and I got to say it, man, just to flirt around, Daniel Bryan. And my pick will be, as of right now, Seth Rollins to win the Royal Rumble. I really do.
And now, have you heard that he is coming in for the Royal Rumble?
He was supposed to come back for the New Year's Day episode, and it got canceled for some of my reason. They changed the plans. So I do expect – I don't foresee him missing out at the Royal Rumble. I really don't. But another person come in mind is King Corbin, you know. So, Hector, who's your final four?
You know, I had to change around a few times, you know, because it wasn't easy to make a pick like it was last year. You know I picked McIntyre to win it all last year. I think that was kind of an obvious choice, but this year was kind of tough. It seems like they're giving a lot of attention to certain individuals, you know. And I think, I don't know if that's a teaser. I want to believe that's going to help elevate these guys. You mentioned Cesaro. That is one of my final four. I do stick to the fact that I think Raw needs this more than SmackDown as far as the Winter Royal Rumble. But I think with Cesaro being in the final four will be a great thing for SmackDown and especially for his career to show that he actually can do something because we know what he's capable of doing. It's just trying to get him up there to that next level to win a title to solidify himself as one of the top superstars in the WWE. I think alongside with him, I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan that's going to be part of that final four also. You know, them two just seems to be going back and forward. You know, Cesaro's already, you know, not gloating so much, but, you know, proving the point that, hey, I beat you already. I ain't got nothing more to prove. So I think Daniel Bryan will, you know, survive that long. I did have Keith Lee, but I changed my pick. I'm going to say Randy Orton is going to be in the final four, and that's only going to be because he's going to eliminate Edge. Okay, it's just going to be a role reversal, but I don't see him lasting that much longer in there because of Edge. I think that's unfinished business there. And my last final four is AJ Styles. I think, you know, nobody's really talking about him too much. And I'm not going to say Seth Rollins because we don't know 100% for sure. But I do know AJ Styles, you know, he's trying to elevate himself. He has Omos on his side. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if you throw him over the top, he could catch him, put him back in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, hey, what's that saying? You can catch me outside.
There you go. So I that's kind of a long shot, but I think those are going to be my final four is AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, and Randy Orton. And like I said, I'm sticking on the Raw side. So I just have I'm just going on a long shot here and say that AJ Styles is going to win this Royal Rumble. And I think that will help elevate Raw to give it more of a storyline. You see what I'm saying? So let's just say AJ wins. You still got Randy Orton. You got The Miz. Everybody's now going after the mountaintop of Drew McIntyre. That's what Raw needs right now. You see what I'm saying? Okay, Seth Rollins appears. He don't need to win it. I think if he goes, if he comes in, gets eliminated, that's okay. It still solidifies him of who he is. Is he coming back as the Messiah, or is he coming back, you know, the way we knew, we used to know him? You know what I'm saying? And put him on the SmackDown side, go after Roman Reigns. That's okay. But I just think AJ is going to win this whole thing.
I like it. But here's the thing is why WWE is putting AJ Styles against superstars just to get qualified. We've seen it with Ricochet. I think we first seen it with I'm already lost the mind and train of thought here. But at least three times we saw AJ Styles wrestle to allow others to try to get qualified in there. And so what is the purpose? You know, nobody else is doing it but AJ Styles. You know what I mean? And then we don't even know the whole entire number between 1 through 30, the full 30, to understand who's going to be the one for Saturday, who's going to be the 30th man. You know what I mean? So we look at this list right now, minus Edge that I did not post in there. Okay. We have Daniel Bryan, Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, as you mentioned, Randy Orton, Otis. Otis will be in there. The Miz, Jey Uso, Cesaro, Jeff Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Big E. We didn't even like hear John Morrison being in it. I expect him to be there. He's wrestling, you know what I mean, to help out The Miz maybe. I don't know. But again, there's just so many out there. And then let's look at the women's side of the house. Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, Bianca Belair, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, Peyton Royce, Alexa Bliss, Shayna Baszler, Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, Tamina Snuka. Out of those right there, he's my biggest surprise. As you see, the ones that's lit up there, this is not the rumors that are on social media right now. Brock Lesnar, will he enter the Royal Rumble? Or is it going to be my prediction that he will interfere with Roman Reigns' match? Rhea Ripley and Tessa Blanchard has been mentioned. I doubt Tessa Blanchard will be there. But Rhea Ripley, definitely. I believe that she will be in there and it probably be one of the final fours. But then I mentioned Seth Rollins. There's also Murphy. Will that feud continue? Andrade. We haven't seen Andrade in a long time. He may be coming back. Bo Dallas. He is still on the Raw roster. Okay. And he was supposed to make his return with a new gimmick. We'll see. Damian Priest, rumored that he moved up to the main roster. We saw Edge on Monday Night Raw. Jason Jordan is actually training. So we may end up seeing him as a surprise entry. Jinder Mahal wrestled this morning. So it'll be probably more likely that he will be in it. There's also rumors that John Cena might make a presence. And there's Titus O'Neil. He may go underneath the ring again. I don't know. There's just so much. It's so wide open. You know what I mean? So I think that we could reserve this for the kickoff show on Sunday, maybe. You know what I mean? To see maybe if we get the full details and see who's all going to be in it. But you say you like AJ Styles. Frank said Keith Lee. I say Seth Rollins. We'll see what's going to happen, man. But on the woman's side of the house, I'll tell you straight up right now. I have Alexa Bliss, Shayna Baszler, Bayley, and Bianca Belair as the final four. My winner is going to be Bayley. Hmm. She's never won the Royal Rumble, but she's a Grand Slam champion because she match up with Asuka. Right? So, Frank, who you got?
I got Bayley, Lacey Evans, Bianca Belair, and Carmella. No, ooh. Carmella. Isn't Carmella going against?
She's, well, as of right now, we don't know yet.
Okay, right.
She might get that title shot. Who knows? But as of right now, that is not scheduled in there yet.
But I do have my winner as Bianca Belair.
Okay. Hector?
Yeah, I got Bayley, Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair is the final four, and I got Bianca winning it.
I got a feeling that Bianca Belair is going to get cursed on this, because last year she got eliminated by Charlotte Flair, right? This year she might get eliminated by her rival, Bayley, and to rub it in her face. You know what I mean?
And all you're going to hear is ding dong.
Hello.
And a lot of people speculated that she may wrestle Sasha Banks again for the title for WrestleMania. That's what the people want. You know what I mean? But then you see Bianca Belair, and now everyone's like, oh, we want Bianca Belair. So I think those two may be the final two in the ring. Remind you, they haven't really had – well, they had a match before Bayley won. So why not to say that they'll be the last two standing, right? Maybe they both eliminate Rhea Ripley. Just saying.
Well, I think Ripley and Flair will be a good matchup in the final four.
But Charlotte Flair will not win this year. I'm like 99% sure. No. There's so much development with the storyline between her and her dad, Ric Flair, and Lacey Evans. I'll be surprised. You know, it would be funny if Lacey Evans actually eliminates Charlotte Flair.
I could see that after Charlotte eliminates her.
And maybe we could see the result at the Elimination Chamber.
What if they are number one and number two?
Ooh. I like your thinking. I really do. But hey, we just pretty much already covered up the Royal Rumble. It's going to be spectacular. I can't wait. I'm definitely tuning in to see Saturday what's going on. So expect the results and more predictions happening on the hhwshow.com. So please visit there. Also visit Clovercrest Media. You got so many shows going on there. But if you want the best wrestling podcast, or one of the best, check it out. It's the HHW Show, the hard-hitting wrestling show presented by ClovercrestMedia.com. So, Hector, Frank, thanks, guys, for being on standby real quick. There's so much going on in the wrestling community, and things are about to go wheels up for the road to WrestleMania. But who's going to win? Who's going to do it? Who's going to be the next big star to step up against the current champions? You know, will we get to see a big surprise like we saw last year with Edge? Will somebody just bring us out of our seats? You know, the good news is that we're going to have an audience for this WrestleMania. And it's going to be awesome. It really is. And I just can't wait. It's Sunday. Bust out the popcorn, bust out some beer, sodas, whatever, however you want to celebrate it. I know we're in the pandemic, you know, but to see this is worthwhile. You know, changes are happening. You see WWE Network going away. We're going to Peacock, right? And you may save some money or you might pay the same. And then the current champions, will they still be current champions? Maybe there's going to be a debacle going on between now and WrestleMania, just like has been a debacle the whole entire year. We've seen a lot of changes. We've seen history in the making. In the United States, we see a new woman as a vice president, something that's never happened. And the way WWE shows are consistent with the reality of what's going on in current events, could we see the first of something in the Royal Rumble? We have to wait and see. Tune into the HHW Show this Sunday for the kickoff. It will start 30 minutes prior to the kickoff show. And we'll make all of our announcements if you follow. Visit us on hhwshow.com. On behalf of Hector and Frank, I'm Ovi Muniz. Thank you for listening. Take care, everyone. And let's enjoy our wrestling sports entertainment. Thank you.